94-year-old William Steele says he can still remember nearly every detail of the day he parachuted onto a Normandy beach back in 1944. It was June 6th, otherwise known as D-Day. Steele was on the front lines of the largest amphibious assault in history.
It's terrible. The whole plane's going down in the air, and ladders coming in and getting your wings clipped off, and my chute came right down over the top of me, and I finally got out from under. People running around out there, and cows and horses and in the field, and then I sneaked off and got away.
Steele made his way to a road crossing where he got into a firefight with German soldiers. Then he and other paratroopers who didn't get caught in trees and utility poles came to a little French town with a beautiful stone church.
And we captured St. Mary Glise, which was the first town captured in France. There's quite a few people there hanging from trees, and one man was hanging from a church steeple. There's a lot of dead horses. Everything was dead.
Tens of thousands of Allied and German troops died, went missing, or were injured in the invasion. But the campaign led to the loss of the German position in most of France and that country's eventual liberation. Pascal Ledeuf is the French consul general in Atlanta. He spoke before a crowd of veterans and their families in the historic old House of Representatives yesterday.
We, the French, we will never forget what you did to restore our freedom. And today we also remember the ultimate sacrifice of so many of your comrades who rest on French soil. They will remain forever in our hearts. On a personal note, let me confess that today I also remember my grandfather on my mother's side, who was a French resistant and was killed during the war by German soldiers. He would have loved to meet you.
The National Order of the Legion of Honor was founded by Napoleon Bonaparte more than 300 years ago to recognize service to the French Republic. Since 2004, the French government has awarded the medal to nearly 100 American veterans every year in ceremonies like this one.
Grand performers,
yes.
Au nom du président de la République et en vertu des pouvoirs qui nous sont conférés.
After the ceremony, families snapped pictures of veterans who beamed as they inspected their new medals. Robert Patton of Chapel Hill was only 21 years old when he was sent to war. Patton says his most vivid memory is helping to liberate the notorious Austrian concentration camp called Mauthausen.
We were the only Americans there. There were something like 20,000 inmates. They were crowded around through the open area. Not that many all out, because there were many, many who could not get out of the barracks. They were only, all of them were skin and bones.
Since then, Patton has visited Europe many times to speak about his experience during the war. After the war, he had a successful career with Sears, setting up teletype networks that led to early retail computers. But Patton says his passion and his life's mission has always been telling the stories of the horrors of World War II.
My whole effort is making sure that I encourage enough people to remember the past so that it will not happen again.
Patton is a frequent guest speaker at schools, museums, and veterans groups here in the U.S., too. And now he has a new honor he can talk about. Jessica Jones, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.